You still mad? You ain't got no names.
Carter's been going to his new school.
How's that been going?
He got an F on his first test.
So now he's got to find out what studying really is.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he got,
because now it's like, this ain't some stuff you could just do your homework and then get by.
It was like, it was a quiz. It was like a small quiz. And it was like multiplication. I'm like, motherfucker, you failed a multiplication test? You know all, like, you know all of them. He's like, ah, dad, I ain't had no, he said, I ain't have no multiplication all summer. I'm like, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this to me right now. All them other kids didn't have it either. I'm not trying to deal with, like.
Either you know or you don't.
And then after that, he's settled in. He lied to me today. Because I can see all of his assignments on the computer. So I can go in and see.
Log in. What he did, what he has to do.
What he has to do and when it's due, the due date, which is dope how they do it. Like, they tell him, like, hey, yo, you got this worksheet, blah, 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 do this day. Do it 2 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get on there.
And they probably go to class, go over the material.
I see it. And then I call him. I'm like, hey, so how was school? School was good. Lunch, boom. You meet some new friends. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, you got any homework? He said, no, I don't got no homework today. I was like, you don't got no homework. None.
So if you show up tomorrow, you go to class, nothing's due?
Nothing. Now, the homework's not due until Friday.
Oh, all right.
He has homework.
Right, because when it's assigned, it's assigned.
When it's assigned, it's assigned. That means you have homework. You can't say you don't.
But he's not lying.
He is lying to say he doesn't have homework. He has homework. He got it today.
In his mind, you're asking a question. You're asking, is something due tomorrow?
Okay, so
in his mind. You just have to clarify what you mean by that.
No. I hear what you said, because I said, well, Carter, I looked and I saw that you have homework. Why did you lie to me? And he said, I don't know. If he'd have said what you said back, then that would have been different. Okay. He did not say that back.
You scare him.
He didn't say that back.
So he might have got flustered. He don't know how to explain.
Man, you could only hit a kid so many times.
he don't get beat no more.
Yeah, you hear that? No more.
Yeah, he don't get beat no
more. He might be too flustered to really explain. What his thinking was. But okay, so he you can see everything. Yeah, that's kind of dope.
Yeah, you can see all their grades and what they're doing. So he like failed his test, but after that he settled in and now he's getting the grades he needs to be getting. But that first one, I mean, he was going up there acting super weird, not sitting with nobody in class, I mean, at lunch and stuff like that. And I'm like, we didn't come here for you to be acting
gangster.
Like, weird. Like, oh, yeah, no, I'm just going to sit by myself during lunch. Like, no. Go out there and meet some kids. Meet some new kids. I know these ain't your friends, but they eventually going to be your best friends. Right. These are eventually going to be your peoples. You know what I'm saying? So he's transitioning.
I mean, how'd you know that was happening? He told you that?
What?
That he was sitting by himself and stuff?
No, I asked him.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to know all this. Who'd you sit with at lunch? What'd you eat at lunch? But I can see what he eats at. I can see what he eats at lunch, though.
Which is on the app?
That's just wow.
Huh? Yeah, I'm like,
and you can see if you got friends.
No,
teacher said that he met one new friend today.
progress.
What they do, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, it was like today, Carter bought a Gatorade, a pizza, and some fries. Like, it shows you what they buy because you got to put money on their card for them to. Yeah. So it tells you what they be getting every day.
What are parents hoping to get by sending their kids
to white schools
from public schools to these
private schools?
Is it a private school or is it a, what is it, academy? What is it called?
I mean, it's funded through the state and tuition, right?
It's tuition.
Okay, tuition, and then they get probably grants from the state, whatever.
It's a private
school. It's not a public school. It's not funded through the state.
Is this the program that ROC is paying for? Or is it something totally different?
No, it's through ROC. It's some type of booster, some scholarship that he helped set up. There were some issues with.
You're talking about Rocky Washington?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's been
funding this.
Working to
get on the board.
Yeah,
he's not funding this. He put
making it possible.
He put things in motion. He happened to be friends with the president from Swickley Academy.
And he was how much bread are you getting off these kids?
He was her mentor. He was her mentor, and they weren't happy with the diversity at the school, so they kind of set up a situation where
they was about to get called out publicly on Black Twitter.
Either way.
Black people. They're about to get canceled.
No. So I think they're so far removed that nobody was even thinking about black people out there.
Right.
I think they were just so far, like.
There's so many more problems.
There's so many, yeah.
We're not even worried about y'all.
Yeah.
So I think that's how it was. Back to the question, like, what do you feel like yourself as a parent is trying to, what are you hoping to accomplish by your son or your child going to a private school versus public school?
I think my main thing is opportunity. You know what I mean? Because you can be successful anywhere you come from. I mean, it doesn't matter if you go to the worst school in PA to the absolute top school in the country.
Right, but the stats and everything else.
You can be
anybody from everywhere and make success.
You can be successful in anything, but the opportunities out there, the teaching and everything they give you out there is just different.
They give you more opportunity.
Yeah, it's just different.
You can be successful at Beer Falls, but not everybody's going to get the same opportunities, and they're going to have people falling off.
But what are those opportunities?
There's no net.
The opportunities
there.
Are
smaller classrooms.
Smaller classrooms.
The curriculum
is a lot tougher to where you teaches you how to study and things like that. Carter was getting good grades in Beaver Falls and never had to do a damn thing. Out there, it's not like that. They treat it like a college campus. You know what I mean? So you're getting
it's like going to state school.
You're getting way more one on one. Also, outside of that, they're
resources.
They're teaching kids differently.
Spanish.
Yeah, like my Carter. He has
that's not different.
He has Mandarin.
What you say, Brojo? You don't know shit Spanish, all right?
Yeah, you don't know what that is?
Brojo? I don't.
Rojo.
Rojo.
Oh yeah, boat. Bro, it doesn't mean
row your whole boat.
It's red.
Oh, Rojo means red. All right. All right, no. So You're saying that these private schools are going to provide, they're going to train you more for the next level of college or for life?
Just prepping you.
I would say
academic.
Academic, yeah. I think academic wise, they prep you for that situation, which is something that
a lot of kids don't know they have that option.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so me, I wasn't prepped and ready for it. I got good grades all through high school. Got to school and had no idea how to be able to finish school and finish school on a certain kind of level. That killed me. You know what I mean? Like, that killed everything that I wanted to do in there because I was so clueless on how to be able to study and be ready for it.
Last episode, you said what killed you was partying, not the curriculum.
No, I mean partying, but...
What if you knew how to prep yourself? Like, oh, listen, I can't do this because I'm going to have to...
You know yeah, I mean? Yeah, yeah.
So you feel like if you were prepared for the
if he
grades,
was smarter,
the partying wouldn't have held you back.
I 1,000% don't think that. Yeah, I'd have been at classes. I'd have been able to know how to study because literally, like I said, the second semester, my GPA was a 3.12 my second semester because I was studying with someone and they were teaching me how to study. So it changed. And I didn't really stop partying.
And you said there was when you went there. And he was like, oh, shit, what's going on? They was like, man, we learned this in high school already. He was
eighth grade,
that's what they said, eighth grade. So he's getting that.
He's getting that full access now. And it's a lot different.
Boy, if you don't.
When you graduate.
You don't work out.
It's a lot different when you graduate.
Summa cum laude.
From Swickley with a 3.0 than graduating from Beaver Falls with a 3.0.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's totally different. It's two different things. It's like literally you could say this, like if you had 100 tackles for Geneva or 100 tackles for Alabama, which one looks better?
Okay.
Damn. I mean, first off, I would look into Swickley Academy. Is just an academy that sounds good or if it actually is good. You know what I mean?
Well, they're ranked like one of
the. That's what I was saying. What's the rankings?
Their ranking is like the number top 10 school in Pennsylvania and one of the top 100 schools in all the country.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't believe that.
Something like that, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
See, I feel like, you know, the social benefits sounds like a benefit, but I just don't see
social
that.
Social benefits?
Yeah. Like,
you can have more white friends?
Just meeting people who are connected to,
oh, for sure.
To different avenues.
It's like Sidney Crosby's kids go there and all that.
So
stuff,
he's like networking?
Yes.
Yeah. For
and,
sure.
And being exposed to different
His
things.
His kids can't skate.
But I just don't see I feel like all the stuff that you're naming, we could learn ourselves and still send our kids to public school. You know, like teaching them how to study, teaching them how to be prepared, teaching them how to be.
Yeah, but they're also going to be taking, like, their curriculum is not going
to
be. They're not going
to
have the same curriculum.
Oh, no. I don't feel like it needs to happen. It does, but it definitely takes a lot of the burden off the parent if the school can provide it.
Right, so I don't have to
the
get
school.
I don't want to have to pick my son up and take him down to the library. So
if
he
you
can
get
better
if
books.
You can, if
I'm
you,
just trying to see if it's really worth it to go from public to private. I'm not saying you made a bad decision. I'm like, do parents really need to do this for their kids to succeed?
No,
no.
We just
no,
said
not
that.
At
we
all.
Started off with that.
Yeah, no, I don't think you need to do it to succeed, but if you have the money to be able to do it.
Or you have the access.
And you have the access to be able to do it, then I think it takes a huge burden off of you having to do it yourself at the house.
Right, like we could all get the entry-level job at that same company, but we all might not be, you know what I'm saying, qualified, might have an extra qualification, might have an extra certification, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I already know how to do that. Now you get that one little leg up. You know what I mean? And now you might... I don't care if it's a half a step or a step. If you got the ability to do it and help a kid out, you should do it.
I wonder what it'll do.
You'll learn whenever kids get older.
I can teach Carter the ways of, you know, being able to study and being prepared on the next level.
Can you? Like, I know you know about them.
Not professionally.
That's
like
what I'm saying. They got
they're professionals at what they do. They can show him the exact
you
way.
You should know how to, you should go about this.
I have an idea of what you need to do.
You need to be reading it every single day.
Exactly.
Like, do some country shit. Like, exactly. My dad was like, hey, you should be reading a paragraph.
Hey, yo, get that highlighter and start marking this. You know what I'm saying?
Learn a new word in the dictionary every day.
That's what I'm saying.
These are professionals that know exactly what it takes to be successful. And they're sending all these kids to these different Ivy League schools and majority of the kids.
I thought this didn't even go to high school. Like you go, this goes from from here back to public school.
No,
this graduates you.
Yeah,
to 12th grade.
Yes.
Oh goddamn! I thought this kid was only gonna be in there for 2 years and come right back to the Jacks.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, like I told him, it's a situation where we can go there for a year, or we can go there for six. I mean, it just all depends on.
How this works.
If it fits us good, like if it's best for us, if it's not best for us, I told him it's a trial period. We go through it. If we like it, we stay. If we don't like it, we go back home. And that's how.
Yeah, but I would tell him, us liking it and not liking it is not up to you. You like it. All right? This is what you do.
Yeah.
You like it.
Yeah.
Because we like it.
You don't have no choice. Like, really. Like,
Dad, I don't think I like this. I want to go back to my old school. No. That's not.
Well, possible. I mean, because they don't have a football program, and it sounds kind of crazy. To not have your kid go to a prestigious school like Swickley, to send him back to a school that's education is ranked 2 out of 10 in PA because of football. But
two out of 10 don't sound bad to me.
Two out of 10 sounds terrible.
Two out of 10 like stars?
Yeah, 2 out of 10.
Oh, I thought you meant like there was only 10 schools and they was number 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or they was number 8.
No,
like, all right. No, I'll like take number 8 out of
10. 10 being good curriculum. I think Blackhawk is ranked 8th. Beaver's ranked 9.
What?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Access.
Yeah.
Hey, well, listen, that's dope though. So now I know where this taxes is going.
And then Beaver Falls.
Then we should do this then.
Beaver Falls at a 2.
Fuck paying the Swickley Academy. Use my address. Send them to Blackhawk. We need help at football. I seen them play.
Yeah, I could never, man. They do too many drugs out there. They probably do the same drugs.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to say, what you talking about? They're going down out Swickley.
He's on Adderall now.
He's either going sniff or sell coke.
He ain't going to sell.
I'll kill him.
I told him that.
You better.
Oh, yeah, my.
You better get rid of that. You better get rid of
that. He's my plug.
But looking at his nose all crazy, I'll be pissed. You better be giving
Why
it away.
Why your shit whistling?
I'll teach you the game. I listen to enough rap. You know what I'm saying? I'll teach you the game.
I want to see like what is like the success rate of
go check the numbers,
kids
man,
that have
online.
Come from Swickley Academy to like grown now. Like what is that success rate?
I'll say this. They
I wouldn't say the success rate.
I don't care about them getting to college. I don't care about none of that.
They graduate 99%. From college.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I'm talking about success, like people
that's
flourish. If you're telling me that 80% of them, like you know, like a large percentage of Harvard lawyers end up in Congress and like, you know what I mean? Those are statistics I'm talking about, like the success rate of where they're at in life.
Do you think these kids...
Not people that just graduated from college.
I want them to go to the best college.
And they're now working at Pass Event.
No.
Yeah, that's fine with
that's
me.
That's not what
no,
I'm... No,
no,
that's
no,
not.
I'm not talking about that.
You could have went to public school for all that.
Yeah, well, that's just what happens. That's the
kids are putting these kids in Ivy League schools. You think these kids are going there for business degrees? It's not like how the kids from Beaver Falls and stuff like that ever graduated.
They're coming back to be cops?
Or going to school for radio and stuff like that. They're putting them in schools that are going to benefit them later on down the road.
Right. That's why I want to see the statistics. Is it really preparing them for life? I want to see
statistics.
I know. I was drinking. I'm the only one drinking. I need to see what is that like. Is it really worth it? Like, I don't care too much about.
Here's my
college.
Thing. You talk.
I don't care.
Okay, then I want to know. Then you're life. Then go to public school.
We're 35 now. Yeah. Where are the 35-year-old people that went to Swickley Academy?
Don't care about. You talk about success. Then you're not going to Swickley Academy. That's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, you don't. Hey,
you're talking about. Are they entrepreneurs? Are they flipping houses? Fuck all that. I need to put them in position. They need to have the opportunities so they can get to the best schools, so they can get the best education. And now, if they don't take advantage of that and then they're not successful, that goes to them.
And what I mean is just an easier...
I have to put them
that's
in position.
That's all that matters. What all I mean that
is,
matters.
That's what I'm saying.
What I mean is just an easier position. It's a definitely easier position. They have the stats. They have the rankings. They're ranked for a reason. That happens
How
for a reason.
How successful they are in life is
rankings,
on them.
Rankings come from SAT scores, from ACT scores, from the amount of kids that they send other places and stuff like that. That is where the rankings come from. That means something. Same thing about Alabama. You can go to the pros and be from Geneva, but if they see Geneva and they see Alabama, they're like, okay, well, he was successful here. He is probably going to project well for us here.
Okay.
And that's just literally how it goes.
And you talking about...
I'm not saying a guy from Geneva can't be that guy. Because he can be that guy and be the best player in the NFL.
I don't even think that's where he's at with it, though. He's talking about the success like in life, right? It's like, bruh, you're talking about two different things at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm talking about what matters.
No, okay, you're saying that's what matters, right? He's saying that's what matters.
What matters
no,
is...
No, say it again. Say that's what matters.
Financial freedom is what matters.
See, that's what I'm saying. You could give
that's
him
what
that.
I'm
but
about.
What I'm saying, that's nobody's talking about that, though.
That's all I care about.
Homeschool your kid.
Yeah, I don't care.
Your kid.
If my child
We're
down the road
success.
Reaching financial freedom is success.
That's not what I'm saying, but... Bruh, that's not the point.
Okay, I'm gonna take a step back and listen.
Okay, this is what he's saying. He has the access to all these things, and he's gonna have better access to these colleges, right? Mm-hmm. Who have better access to these jobs. What they do, your kids, my kids, his kids, that gets to a point where that's on them. Now you're saying, oh, I wanna see, do they stick with it? We don't know if they will. We don't know if they don't. But they've got a pipeline to what you can do to be successful. You know what I mean? Like they have a pipeline. Everybody else says, and their pipeline is bigger than public schools. Is what we're saying.
Okay, I get that.
So at the end, you're talking about the end result is success, right?
Yeah.
That's they have a bigger pipeline.
Okay.
That doesn't necessarily mean that his kids are going to make it.
And yeah,
it doesn't
or
mean
anybody's
that.
Kids are going to make it.
I agree with that, but I'm talking about like the aspect of like prepping them, like not even prepping, like encouraging. Like, is this like molding you to be more successful? You know what I'm saying? I know that the avenue's there.
They're doing everything to make
sure. But like,
sure them
is kids it prepping? Like, you know how in public school we have no idea. I had no idea what I was going to do in college.
Nobody did.
Is that private school? Like,
they should.
Are they working on showing them what their purpose is so they can figure out how to be successful?
They have. They
you
force
feel what I'm
the
saying?
Kids. They force the kids. They ask Carter before school even started. What do you like? What's your interest? I like math. I like math. They said, okay, well. We have a skill lab every single day to where we make all the kids go do something that they don't do. So you said math. We're going to put you in this computer class, and we're going to make see you if you can excel in that.
Programming.
They're doing a whole bunch of different things. They even have their classes at different times of the day. Like if you have math, like say if you have math at 8 o'clock on Monday, next time when you have it on Wednesday, you'll have it at 2 o'clock because you might be a morning person and that might affect you differently. So they're like switching all the classes around.
That's the shit I like to hear. That's more.
So they're like, you know, we can't have you have math at 8 o'clock every single day in the morning because you might be one of those kids that just don't get up and you're kind of groggy in the morning and your grade may suffer because of that. So we're going to put you in math on Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then on Wednesday when you have it next time, you're going to have it at 11, and then we're going to switch all your classes around through the course of the day, through the course of the week, so you can get the best grades you can possibly get. That's no public school is doing nothing like that.
Right.
I feel that,
and that's fire.
And, but again, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's 10 kids in Beaver Falls, right? They don't have the same access. They've all got the same drive. Might be three of them to make it through. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is just going to be as successful as their opportunities they get. But they don't have as many opportunities because, like you said, who here knew what they wanted to do? I mean, going into college. We just thought college was it, right?
Yeah.
Places like this prepare you for, like, you know what? Like, if say his kid graduated top of that class, whatever, we'll say most, and he comes back and he's like a cop here. I'm clowning him immediately. I mean, he could have dropped out in eighth grade and did that. all this, you know what I mean? But, they meet, but what I'm saying is,
how many times did you meet with your guidance counselor?
Too many times.
Twice.
Always about football.
Senior year a lot.
It was always about football.
And junior year a lot.
They meet with their advisors every morning.
See, that's
that sounds crazy.
Every single morning they meet with their advisors. Hey, what you got going on? What are you planning on doing with this? Blah, blah, blah. Every day.
That's crazy.
See, that's,
man, fuck football.
That's the kind of shit that I'm talking about. Like, because I feel like that is preparing you for a more successful life. I don't give damn about the pipeline. I care more about am I helping you figure out how to find financial freedom own way.
But to me, that pipeline means like, okay, my pipeline is I'm good enough for this, so I have access to.
I was just about to say, schools. My pipeline is access.
That's what I'm saying, and
it's
then I can go
just
this.
Access.
And then when I know, not only do I know, okay, I like numbers, I like this. Okay, well, this is an agricultural school, A&M, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And this is, you know what I'm saying, like an engineering school. I know where I need to go. I'm going to engineering. I'm not going to waste my time with a campus that can't provide for me. You know what I'm saying? Who knew that? Who knew it was like, oh, these schools aren't good for law degrees.
I had
or
no
business,
idea.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I went to Geneva for biology.
You know what I mean? Like, still don't know shit about frogs.
Yeah, that's not even a biology school, but I just went to Geneva for that. I didn't even know.
That sounds hard, though. I ain't going to lie to you. If you came out with biology, I'd be like, he definitely smart.
I had no idea that, there's biology schools. There's like schools that are
focused on
or geared and focused
and you,
on
this. But you didn't know this is what you're supposed to be into in the first place.
I had no idea.
Nobody does.
I had no idea that's what you were supposed to be doing. And now looking back on it, it's like, yo, if I can, they're going to put him in those situations that are going to be best for him, or at least give him some type of idea of where he needs to be, some type of guidance. You know what I mean? To push him in that right direction.
Instead of come home and be like, you better go to college. You can't be around here.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you what, though, I do feel like, at least college-wise, Ivy League, the level of thinking is totally different. Like, I was talking to Mark Lay the other day, and his level of thinking blew my mind, because we were just talking about this whole recession-proof conference, right?
Goes to Swickley.
Okay, that's fire. But he was talking to
me. Fire.
That's like Carter's best friend now.
He was talking to me about taxes, right? Because he works with Steelers, he works with Highmark, he works with all these high-level people helping them with infrastructure, all this shit, right? And he was talking to me about the Trump Opportunity Zones. Y'all heard about the Opportunity Zones?
I've not heard of Trump.
Like, Trump Opportunity
Zones. So our age, Mark Lay.
No.
Big Mark.
The one that went to Feds. He was talking about the Trump Opportunity Zones in places like Aliquippa's downtown, Beer Falls downtown, Midlands downtown, all over America. All these bad black neighborhoods.
Oh, they'll give you the money for it, and then you could.
If you invest in these areas, you get tax incentives. He was talking to me about how, like, poor people think rich people don't have to pay taxes because they're rich, but rich people understand how the government will put out these programs that they want people to invest in, and the rich people go invest there. That's where they get their tax breaks.
Yeah.
Like
grants, funds.
He said, so I'm working with a lot of these billionaires, helping them find these opportunities in these opportunity zones because of Trump, so that they can invest. So say if they owe $2 million in taxes,
I could write these off by investing in these.
He's helping them invest in these opportunity zones so that they could get $2 million worth of tax breaks, so they don't got to pay those $2 million worth of taxes. That level of thinking, just sitting there listening to him.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother level.
I'm glad you told us that. Now we could do it, right?
Tell him
to give you an outline. Tell him, like, listen, how can we, I just had to pay $800 in taxes.
Yeah.
What can I invest with that $800 that I ain't got to pay?
Yeah, but if that's what that does, you know what I mean? That's dope. I'm just hoping. That's what it does. You know what I mean? Because I feel like a lot of times we'll make those kind of moves in hopes of, oh man, it's better over here. But is it really? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Okay.
And if so, as a parent, what do you really have to do? Is it just dropping him off there? Or is there like an active role that the parent has to play?
You know what I'm saying? No, I see what he's saying now. So that makes more sense, because it's like, what did Lacey do? She saw a private school downtown, St. Monica's. She basically, they gave her a grant. All smaller school, you know, class size, all these things. He comes home with good grades, whatever. She got bamboozled, because now he don't really know what the fuck he's doing. Yeah. Whatever, it's the same result. Sends the kid out to the Academy and Baden. Baden Academy.
And it's not the same. Baden's
it's,
not the same.
It's not the same at all, but it sounds good. So they're just, because they get people like her,
they're doing
minority kids,
for,
so they're just trying to get
the
money.
Name, for the name.
For the look of it, you know what I'm
look
saying?
Look of it, right, right.
She's
right.
not actually looking at the academia, you know what I'm saying, and what they're doing for the kid and what access, it just sounds good.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what a lot of, that's what people around here do. They just start little schools so they can just get these grants and they want the money.
This whole situation, I mean, you would be an idiot to let your kid go up there, you know, blind and not be there to help out consistently all the way through it. Like, I check Carter's stuff all the time. My whole life has changed, you know what I'm saying? His mom's whole life has changed from doing this, you know what I'm saying? We can't just sit back and let things just happen out here, you know what I'm saying? This is a whole different kind of ball game. There's homework every day. He has to be paying attention every day. He has projects that are due 2 weeks, you know what I mean? He got a project that's due.
He gets a syllabus. This is what we're going to be doing.
He ain't never had no project that was due in 2 weeks in Beaver Falls, you know what I mean? Like, ever, you know what I mean? So this stuff like that, we have to stay up on and make sure we're doing that. So it's like, I mean, it's definitely life changing.
For like kids like that, they have to do all this work, whatever. Like, and they're helping you. But once you get those high school walls of fall, like that's basically what he's talking about. Is college, like you get the syllabus, and then you just go to lectures, and the professor's lecturing on technically what you need to know. But he's not going like this chapter, this whatever. He's just having the discussion about what you were supposed to read.
Right.
He's not going to do everything. So when you show up and they're like, well, why didn't you notice or why didn't you do this? You knew this was coming because you're teaching yourself at that point. You know what I mean? So that should, you know, help them better.
I mean, like I said, you know what I'm saying? We'll see how it goes.
Let's see how it works.
If I see something, you know, progressing, I mean, if I see some progression, which I think I definitely will, I think it just naturally will happen. And if it does, we'll ride it out.
I think a lot of good comes out of knowing the watchdogs as well. You know what I'm saying?
Like who's around it?
Like, yeah, those people that you could, like, as a coach, if the parents just came to you and say, yo, what can my son do to become, this year he's in termites, this is last year termites, when he gets to Mighty Mites, to make sure he's no longer riding the pine, how can we work? You could give him a blueprint.
Yeah.
So figuring out, like, who is that there?
The presidents, the vice, okay. All of that. Like emails, first off, Swickley emails you 50 times a day.
That's thorough.
Like, oh yeah, we're doing this and we got this going on and we got this going on. If you guys can come up after school because we're gonna, you know, cook out on the grill this day. I'm like, God damn, every goddamn day. They
over communicate.
It's the communication is annoying.
But they need to do that because then that keeps them alive, you know what I'm saying? That keeps them funded, you know what I'm saying? That keeps people coming in like you are your worth, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
they probably know the village, like you said, it takes a village. They probably understand that. No, but they probably understand. Like, yo, if we keep everybody close knit and create the culture with the parents,
Carter only got 40 kids in his grade.
That sounds crazy.
Mm. The entire grade, 40 kids.
And we started off ninth grade with what, 190, and we graduated. We graduated with 90.
103.
Damn.
Imagine that. No, y'all's was worse. Y'all's was the worst.
No, well, us was pretty bad.
I feel like y'all was like 210, and then y'all graduated with like 80.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yo, these fucking, like, where are these people going?
They're just moving, dropping out.
I think ours was 170-something.
That's still crazy.
It's still 170-something and down to 103.